Good morning, Michiana. I'm Amelia Lee in the Globe Newsroom at 9 o'clock. It's 40 with cloudy skies, heading to a high today of 55.
And I'm Lily Herrera. Now your news continues, brought to you by the Electric Brew in downtown Goshen.
Your top national story. The UN agency caring for Palestinian refugees says that an immediate ceasefire has become a matter of life and death for millions. This after the surprise attack by Hamas against Israel on October 7th. According to UNICEF Executive Director Catherine Russell, over 420 children are being killed or hurt every day in Gaza.
After little more than 3 weeks, a devastating tally is quickly adding up, with rampant grave violations being committed against children. According to the Palestinian Ministry of Health, more than 8,300 Palestinians have been killed in Gaza.
The Associated Press reports that speakers at the council meeting denounced the attacks that killed over 1,400 people in Israel. But they also say Israel has cut off food, water, and medicine from civilians in Gaza.
In reaction to these events, local community members in downtown South Bend gathered yesterday afternoon for the Rally for Israel. Those who were pro-Palestine came out and also rallied at the John Hunt Plaza to demonstrate their support for Palestine. While the pro-Palestine side criticized the bombing campaign against the Gaza Strip, the pro-Israel side opposed the kidnapping of Israeli civilians. South Bend Mayor James Mueller was there.
We know there's a lot of feelings. There's a lot of hurt going on both sides because of what's happening across the ocean.
These rallies follow the hundreds that have occurred across the country.
Tragedy strikes closer to home in a local shooting at the intersection of West Indiana and Prairie Avenue.
The South Bend community is in mourning after the death of 12-year-old Josiah Small over the weekend. A 14-year-old boy was also shot, but he is expected to make a recovery. A neighbor, Austin Weldy, says he heard the shootings.
It's very disheartening to see, you know, somebody at 12 years old, even the 14-year-old that was also like non-life-threatening, that's still a big thing. I mean, I have a daughter myself.
Tessa Sutton, the head of student services with South Bend Schools, explained the district's commitment to helping classmates through any grief they may be struggling with.
We work with the principal and the school staff to provide the support to students, families, and our staff, and then we call up on our community partners to walk alongside us.
The South Bend police are still investigating. Jen B., Globe News.
Another possible crime goes to trial this week.
The man accused of killing Abby Williams and Libby German in 2017 is set to appear in court on Tuesday. The hearing for suspect Richard Allen is being held exactly 1 year after his arrest. Allen has new defense attorneys appointed by the court after his original team withdrew from the case. Allen's remaining attorney, Bradley Rotzi, filed a motion that was later thrown out by the special judge that they were allegedly forced to resign. Mike Morrell, Globe News.
City and state departments engaged in an emergency preparedness drill, practicing what to do in a worst-case scenario.
The Elkhart City Fire Department, Tri-County Ambulance Service, Indiana State Police, and more participated in a simulated 35-car pileup. They practiced protocol for a multi-car collision on the toll road. Hosted at Elkhart General Hospital, Indiana State Police Sergeant Ted Bonner says it's important to be prepared for unlikely situations.
Because something like this is going to be like an all-hands-on-deck situation. We can't plan and stage for every situation, but this gets us thinking, about the what if.
Community members got involved by pretending to be victims in the crash as well as being treated by emergency responders. Seth Smith Kaufman, Globe News.
A new local program is starting to help positive development in children.
The Goshen Public Library launches a new campaign for providing resources to parents for childhood literacy development. Christy Helmkamp, Development and Community Engagement Coordinator for the Goshen Public Library, explains why the program matters.
Early literacy is just the cornerstone of growth and development for every child. To be able to read is to be able to interact with the world, and so that is what started this campaign.
Their five focuses of the program are reading, writing, talking, singing, and playing, with the goal of fostering early literacy development. Colin Eccles, Globe News.
And a church in South Bend is making a big difference for the homeless population.
Broadway Christian Parish serves the community with a hospitality program. It provides food, showers, laundry services, and even allows homeless people to use the church's address for mail. That's a service few organizations offer. Brenda Emmerth, the office manager, speaks about how they help those in need.
We have breakfast every morning, Monday through Thursday. We do showers, laundry, have a clothes pantry, a food pantry. It serves every purpose you can imagine.
With the winter months approaching, the parish is always accepting donations to help boost their stock. Alyssa McDonald, Globe News.
You can find more local news on our website, globeradio.org. I'm Liliana Herrera.
And I'm Amelia Lee with your news update on 91.1 The Globe.